All right, so I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for joining in. This is the Emotional Tune-Up class, June 24th. I believe it's our fourth class. And for everybody that is listening after the live recording, it will be the same transmission activation. So whatever happens live, you'll receive in the aftermath of the recording. So we have so much stuff going on. Oh my goodness. Once we get through these eclipses, we have, I think Mars is going to go retrograde because we're in that Mercury retrograde right now. But we're going to have Mars go retrograde, and I think that starts in September, probably like around the first week. I don't know if it's the 6th of September, but that's going to go retrograde for a couple of weeks, and that's going to make for a really interesting period of time as it's bringing up a lot of stuff that's going to be continuing to come to the surface. So a lot of energy for clearing and purging, in case you haven't noticed. I don't know how many of you are feeling this way, but I am feeling the need to just like streamline everything and just clear stuff out and just purge it all. So if you're feeling that, you're feeling this shift in energy that's going to cycle through to the end of this year. This we're like what I would call the halfway point of this this energy that we've been streaming in since, really it's since October 2017, but we had a major shift in the beginning of this year on the 13th, as you guys know. That shift is the catalyst for what we're seeing taking place now. So it's really important to understand that this is, that everything that is playing out, if you guys could keep this in the back of your mind, that everything that is playing out is like a film on a movie. You know when you record something on your phone and you play back the video and you see that little film strip at the bottom of your recording? That's what this is. So when you're looking out at the world outside of what you, what is your reality, what is outside is like that little film strip. Okay. So we have to keep that in mind that, you know, it's going to play out, and how we're choosing to experience that is all based on where we are with our personal work. Okay. Now let's talk about what's going on, because this solstice and the eclipse that we had, the solar eclipse, were very, very important because, as I mentioned last time, that was an ancient gateway activation. And that ancient gateway activation, if you have followed my work, you have seen in the past that I've written about the Armageddon timelines, the doomsday timelines, all of that. So we're clearing a lot of that, and that has to do with centuries back, going to the Orion Wars, when this whole planet, when the Earth was coming under siege because many different galactic facets wanted to inhabit the Earth. It was created for us to have our experience, if you will. But then, you know, some that saw this as a viable resource or viable commodity, like the reptilian, the Alpha Draconians, wanted some of this, wanted to inhabit here. And so that just kicked off this whole collective experience in through Orion. So we're seeing all of this come up too. And what's interesting is that as we go along through this next 6 month period, we're probably going to start to hear more and more about the galactic aspects, and there'll probably be some forms of disclosure to the secret space program and all this other stuff, right? And for those of you already on social media, seeing people sharing, I know I posted to my Twitter feed. I don't think I did it to Instagram, because Instagram is a little harder, but it was a galactic battle in Brazil. Brazil's a hot spot for galactic, these galactic encounters. And what it is really is, it's not as much a galactic war within the galactics themselves, but it is a galactic war within the Galactic Federation trying to stop anyone escaping from the earth because they must be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. Okay. So if you're seeing stuff going around Facebook or going around any other social media platform, and it looks like a galactic battle and you're seeing these big, you know, photonic bursts in the sky and stuff like that, some of it is fake. Some of it is Hollywood generated. Okay. And, but some of it, was real. Okay. So just know that this is playing out. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid of, but I am anticipating that probably within, very short period of time over the next couple of months, maybe even sooner, we'll start hearing more about disclosure. Okay. And more so, it's more likely that you guys will start finding your way there if you haven't already, through sleep state and dreams being amplified and connecting with your guides, with your future self, with your star families. As I mentioned on the last call, the soul families, very, very big right now, right? For us to all come together and connect. And if you notice, each week that we meet together, it's more and more like a family dynamic, like a family atmosphere, as we're connecting in and everybody's finding their comfort level with, what is coming up for each, right? So this next 6 months is going to be another 6 months of change. I feel like this upheaval that we're seeing is really directly related to the third dimension, and that timeline playing itself out in the lower realms. So in other words, think about dimensions. We've talked about this before, where dimensions are a frequency, a spectrum of frequencies, right? And if you are holding fear, then you're stuck in that third dimensional timeline, that fear-based thinking where you could become part of what's playing out, the rioting, the hate crimes, all of that stuff, right? But if on the other end of the spectrum, if you're not holding that fear and those timelines, then you're going to start to see this pull away from you. Like, it's almost like it's not even affecting you. You're not caught up in what is playing out in that reality. Okay. So that is really important to remember, because everything that is outside of us is actually what is created through our internal awareness. So whatever we are perceiving, believing, we are projecting forward. Okay. And so just always remind yourself that. That's one of the things I want to talk about tonight, is just pulling ourselves back into that place where we tap ourselves on the shoulder and be like, okay, we don't have to go there, because that is the old stuff. And as we're feeling through it, we're allowing it to clear our field. Okay. So I do want to talk about that tonight a little bit. We also have the moon doing something very interesting through this eclipse window, which is pulling the energy of the sun, like making it more expansive, right? So think about how the moon is very mystical. It's nocturnal, right? So it's attached to the dream state. It's divine feminine. Brings us inward. Divine feminine is inward. Divine masculine is outward expression. So think about it from that perspective. And so if you think about the sun amplifying and the moon bringing that in, but those of you that have ever been to like Maine or anything up that way, and you've experienced a tide shift that takes place there, you see that on a full moon, the tide rises, and certain full moons, it can rise significantly. I was there one time during a super moon, and the tide went up like 20 feet. It was insane. So we have to keep in mind that, like, all of these planetary interplays that are taking place are affecting our field, because we're also electric and magnetic. Okay. So what you're going to see now is intuition is going to become heightened. So you're all going to have more of these very synchronistic moments. So where those moments where you're thinking something or thinking of someone And all of a sudden it happens, right? And in the past, we would say, wow, that's very synchronistic. But because of the way the energy is moving and that it's no longer moving in a state of manifestation, it is now materialization. So it's happening that fast, okay? So we have to remember that when we start to feel overwhelmed by whatever is presenting. Along the lines with the dreams, dreams will become more vivid. And so there'll be times where you're waking up in the morning where you might not be able to tell if you're still in the dream or if you're in the reality, right? And so what happens to me occasionally is I'll wake up in the morning, and when I wake up, because I'm in a different dimensional realm and I'm more lucid now, so knowing I'm dreaming, but also knowing that I'm coming into waking state or I'm in both at the same time, I can actually feel my energy field trying to accommodate the new dimension that I've come back into, as opposed to where I was, okay? And that will make me feel out of balance. It makes me feel a little wonky in the morning, so I have to stay in bed for about 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. Sometimes I can't get out of bed at all, and I have to just close my eyes, go back to sleep for a few minutes, and it usually is only 10, 15 minutes, and then I wake up again, and I'm fully back. That's adjusting to the energy fields, right? So things like that, super, super important for those of you that might be having that experience. You know, having the awareness when we are navigating our reality and tuning into your energy body is going to be your best tool. Awareness is now, you know, become the new superpower, to be in the awareness so that we are able to navigate what's presenting. Being cognizant of that waking up state, if you're not fully present, a number of times I could tell you I'm so energy sensitive that I feel the distortion around my head, around my crown, and it actually feels like Jell-O is trying to like settle back around me again, as if my field was Jell-O. So you could be feeling that. Messages, right? Receiving messages, and also having visions, having greater awareness in all facets of your reality, just knowing something. And it's happening more and more. It's like, it's a constant thing. I experience it almost every second of my day. So just start to pay attention and tune into that and just say, I'll have more of that, please. And thank you very much. Right. So that you're activating that. Okay. And I know for some, through the changes that have been taking place, through the cranial expansion, because the neural pathways are being reworked, those headaches, right, that are really like focused in the eye area. I know some of you have had that. What you can do is you can take your fingers and tap on your third eye when that happens, right? So just tapping on the third eye, activating the pineal gland, activating the third eye. And believe it or not, that helps with the integration of those light codes, because all of that, the pain is light codes needing to integrate in your field, right? And so when we have pain, pain equals resistance. So in some way, shape, or form, we may be fighting something, like you're feeling tired and not wanting to lay down. That's resistance. Sometimes we have to just lay down and yield to what has taken place. Okay. Food is another one. Big changes in food. Stuff that you were able to eat yesterday, today you wake up and you can't eat because now your body is either craving something different or it just doesn't like that food anymore. I noticed that in the past I was, and I'm just using this one example, but I was eating tricolored carrots a lot and with hummus. And the other day I had them and I blew up with a lot of gas, couldn't digest them, and had to take them out of my diet. So, you know, knowing, watching your food intake is going to be really important too, because each light body phase that we go through requires something different. So if you suddenly kick into an intense need for sugar, happens, and you're like fiending for sugar, it's probably that you had an activation and you're in crystalline light body activation, right? And so at that time, you'll find yourself looking for chocolate or any kind of sweets that you have in your house, you know? And this is where we kind of have to just be gentle with ourselves, understanding that, you know, these are the activations that we're actually going through on a physical level as our body is needing more of that fuel in order to fuel our shifting light body, our shifting energy centers, okay? Crown chakra is another big one. With the expansion, the neural pathways that are being reworked by the energies. I mentioned this in a post this week because I was looking at something. I was going to post a picture of the sun, and then what came shooting through me was this information to post about the vagus nerve, the left side of the neck lighting up, where it just feels like this crazy, insane amount of pain. You can't move your neck. You're like, you know, I don't know what that is. And that is the vagus nerve, because that also is part of communication, right? It's in the throat chakra area, persecution, speaking your truth. The thyroid is held here. The thyroid is about separation. So, you know, all of this is being reworked. We're also growing another set or sets of glands on the sides of our neck as we come more into light body and we increase our frequency to match the frequency that is taking place on the earth, right? We're going through our own metamorphosis. That's what this is really about. And in each moment, it's going to be a new experience. So this is where we have to kind of just ebb and flow and just go along and let go of the structure. There's no more structure. Okay. For weeks, this a couple weeks ago before this class started, probably more in, I want to say May, the beginning of May, all of a sudden my back, my spine was sore, and it felt like, you know, like it had so much flexibility to it. I was so uncomfortable sitting, uncomfortable laying down. And that's just another activation as the solar discs in the spine activate. You know, so everything is being reworked in the body. And as long as we can remember that and stay in flow, we'll be okay, because it means that we don't feel the need to confine ourselves into a box anymore. Okay. And we could just move within the expansion that we're experiencing. This morning I woke up from a really interesting dream, because it was so lucid. I was aware that as I was starting the dream, which is really a timeline, it's not a dream, right? It's a timeline that we're clearing, because we do a lot of our higher level spiritual work in our dreams these days. So it was a timeline that I was clearing, and the dream, I use that very loosely, that term, the dream started. And as I was going on in the dream, whatever I was doing, it had to do with other people in the dream. I stopped myself at one point and I was like, oh yeah, no, this doesn't work for me. I don't like the way this is playing out. Let me go back and restart this. And now I'm in the dream, so I know I'm doing this, but my human is not present to go, wait, what exactly are you doing? Right? The human, because the human is sleeping and the spiritual body is engaged. So second time I start the dream, I make a different choice, right? This is timeline choices. I make a different choice, like that timeline just stunk. So let me go with this timeline. I start the, and I'm like, no, wait, it's got to be this timeline. This has got to be the better timeline. And then I choose that timeline, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember waking up, and upon waking up, I was like, oh, that's still not the right timeline. I wonder if I'm going to have to go back in and do that again tonight. So this is this is dream state now, right? Dream state is where we are working through whatever it is that we're needing to work through in the higher timelines that we're not doing in the physical reality. So the things that we're not working on here, because our consciousness, so follow me here for a second. Every single one of you, this is your highest form of consciousness, right? Because you're in this higher learning environment as we're in this gathering. That's not to say that there's not a consciousness that is higher than this one, because there are probably at least one or two more that are higher than this, but most likely two, right? One is your future self and the other one is your more galactic aspect. And then the only one higher than that is what would be source energy, okay, as you are all fractals of source. So if we think about it from that perspective, then when we go into dream state, our soul leaves our physical body, our spiritual body leaves our physical body, and it goes off and it does what it needs to do in dream state. Now, dream state is no longer just the fourth dimensional astral realm, which is where we always used to go, and especially prior to 3D becoming so separated from our field, from who we are, right? And so that fourth dimensional consciousness that was the astral realm, 4D, is now where we're walking in, we're waking in, and we're also sleeping in, okay, and dreaming in. But we're also working in 5D, 6D, 7D, 8D, 9D, 10D, right? So when I work with the Andromedans and they come to me in my sleep, in my dream state, I'm in the 18th dimension with them. Or they're down in, like, you know, the 15th dimension with me. They'll come down and we meet, right? And so there are times where I might be working with, you know, dragon energy that's fourth dimension, but there'll be times I'm working with dragon energy that's seventh dimension, or Pleiadian energy that is seventh dimension or ninth dimension, right? So we have to remember that when we're in sleep state, it doesn't have a solid realm. We're flowing in and out of these different dimensions. And you're picking up all of these different light codes and key codes as you go along the way, okay? That's why sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you're super duper tired because you have been busy beyond, you know, your own human comprehension in sleep state, okay? So we have to remember about that. And everything that is within us is being expressed outside of ourselves. So if we can always keep in mind that our thoughts, words, and actions are what is creating our reality, then we'll always have a better experience creating that reality if we are remembering to put ourselves on autocorrect and shift out of that whatever negative thinking we may be participating in. Okay. All right. So what I want to do before we go on is I want to stop here and just take any questions or help work through anything that you might be feeling pertaining to what I just talked about. All right. Diana, go ahead.
Everything you just said, I've been experiencing. I was actually going to make a doctor's appointment because I thought that something was wrong with me. I had thyroid cancer. So I have no thyroid. And it spread to my lymph nodes on my right side. Okay. And just what you said, I started just this week, started Monday. I have so much inflammation in my body right now. It is insane. Mm-hmm. And my hands all the way up my arm. And I was okay for a while. Mm-hmm. But I was ready to call my doctor. And I just had a checkup. I had biopsies just a few weeks ago. So I'm good. Yeah. But I'm getting pain on the sides of my neck.
Yeah, I don't see anything in your field. I'll just say that from the perspective that I read energy, I don't see anything in your field. But so let's pull that apart for just a second, okay? Because I just had a client of mine who messaged me last week and said that she had a reoccurring nodule on the side of her neck, and she's like really scared, and she was like, what do you think? And so, you know, to look at cancer, so let's talk about that for a second, right? To look at cancer, because I've had cancer twice. I had cervical cancer, and it's in my bio. You guys can read about it. But cancer is a disease that holds shame, okay? And so when we look at it, depending on where it is in the body, when cancer presents, it's because we feel ashamed in some way, shape, or form, or somebody has made us feel shame, right? Now, the throat area is persecution. It is where we are either going to speak our truth or we're not going to speak our truth. It's also a warehouse for our mini creative center, okay? So now if we take the thyroid and look at the thyroid's energy, the thyroid is totally about separation, okay? So separation of the soul self from its original state of being. So for me, that plays into not recognizing yourself as more than who you believe yourself to be or who someone else is making you believe yourself to be, okay? So this is really important because this is how we heal these anomalies that are popping up in the body. Now, the reason this is important is because, so I'm just gonna blow this out for just a second here, okay? I'm activating, so if I start to like get really lit up, it's because I'm going into an activation right now, and this is happening because we're talking about the higher healing. So there's a transmission coming through, and while it is for Diana, it is for everybody here. So please just sit back, relax, and let yourselves just be in receivership mode, okay? Because there is a transmission coming through right now. So when we have a situation like this, we have to look at it from the perspective that this is not something that activates or starts within the physical body. It doesn't. What happens here is through our thoughts, our words, and our actions, we are creating an energetic frequency that we are transmitting, okay? We are the transmitter of that, okay? And so in our electromagnetic field that warehouses our aura, if we are transmitting this frequency that is a lower, denser, distorted type of a frequency, that frequency that we are transmitting is then pulling to us everything that is within its resonance. Think of the law of attraction. Think of the law of one, okay? Think of the law of vibration. So everything that is in that resonance is coming in. We can use this for any illness, I don't care what it is, every single illness, okay? So if you think about it from this perspective and someone has made you feel like what you have to say is not of importance or not valid, or let's say like me, you have spiritual gifts, sorry guys. You have spiritual gifts, and your spiritual gifts are you know, wanting to be heard, are coming through, are needing a platform, and those around you are making you feel unsafe to platform yourself, okay? Then in that reality that you're existing in, couple things going on here. So you're holding this perception of separation within yourself, not knowing yourself as source, okay? This is our truth, our sovereignty. We are ascended masters. We are God's source. That's what we came here as. It's just the veil is there that is between the egoic self and the soul knowing itself as source. Okay, so that is the first problem because that's in the way. Then what happens is in order for us to transact this in the way that's needed and to put ourselves through these experiences that we came through to have within the soul blueprint, we then call into our reality those who are going to mirror exactly what we need to work through. So people will show up for us to give us the experience that we're needing in order for us to shift and heal through that experience, right? So whatever that experience might have been through you, maybe it was an ex who was condescending, or every single guy that was in your reality never was the one to put you on a pedestal, never was the one to, you know, feel that you had merit to what you were speaking. And then through you not acknowledging your psychic, your spiritual gifts, the intel that's within you, all of a sudden, you know, now you're in a position where that is being shut down and that energy is being focused back at you. Okay. And so in that refocusing of that energy that's coming in, you are now warehousing that in the area that's most affected within your body. Okay. So that area of separation is throat, it's speaking your truth, it's separation, right? So there is an aspect of you, a higher self aspect, a soul aspect of you, the God self that wants to step forward, that wants to be lit up, that wants to be fierce, but is still holding fear. So that fear, instead of allowing yourself to project out and be, okay, so what if I'm wrong? If I'm wrong, so what? It doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep going until I'm right, until I feel comfortable, until I feel comfortable, confident. But the ego doesn't let us play that game, right? And the ego says, no, 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 don't do that because you're going to look stupid. They already think you look stupid. Don't do that. You're going to be stupid. You're going to sound stupid. You can just forget about it, right? So what happens is then we pull that back in. So all of that instead of clearing it and letting it clear our field, we're pulling that back in. And energy is so important, right? This is how we heal. Energy goes to wherever in the body we are feeling our weakest, okay? So when I had cancer twice, it was for the way that I perceived myself as not being good enough in certain ways. So when we have cancer, it's we're not feeling our worth, okay? That is so important. There is nothing that will create the illness the way that the human mind and emotional body. It's our mental body, our emotional body, and our spiritual body, because combined, they are what create the illness. And then on the same spectrum that illness is created, we can heal that illness through a shift or a change within the infrastructure of our physical form. Do you understand that?
100%. It's
manifestation of our thoughts, our emotions, everything that is us in the way that we are perceiving ourselves, right? And think, and you know, so take this from the next highest level. Women in general, no matter what form, have been in a repression for hundreds of thousands of years, right? As we have been through this lower leaden iron age that we are finally coming out of, coming into the golden age. And so if you think about it from this perspective, we have been playing into repression for years and years and years, abuse of power, where we have been trained to believe that, you know, men are the breadwinners, men are to be looked up to, men are to be revered, men, you know, men are hold a greater importance, they're the ones that make the most money, they hold the more important jobs. So a lot of these perceptions, we're in the process now of clearing our field, of clearing all of that out, right? So what you're experiencing, Diana, what you're going through here is the metamorphosis in trusting yourself. This is about trust. This is about you trusting that you know your body, right? Your body knows exactly what it needs to do to heal and stay healthy. It is trusting yourself now. It is trusting that higher self, the higher state of being, the awareness that is being created through this whole experience. Okay, so when you tune in and you take your power back and you self-check in and you do these exercises and sit and close your eyes and run into the heart center and say, okay, higher self, what do we got going on? Is this cancer again or is there something else? And the higher self goes something else. That's your choice to believe that the higher self is telling you the truth or that there's something else that is not. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, because that's how this works, you know? I mean, if you think about it from, you know, first of all, the experience that I had with cancer, you know, I was in zero stage with it, right? They just barely staged it with me. And right. The reason for that was because I was not paying attention. I grew up awake at 4 years old, right? Playing with the guides, knowing my guides, interacting with the galactics, having, you know, experiences, you could call them abductions, but you know, the soul participates in everything. So that's not a truth because the soul participates in abductions. So it's not really an abduction. It's your soul going off to do what it's supposed to. It's just the human forgets. So the human freaks out and goes, oh my God, I'm being abducted. But it's not really that, right? But if we could remember that it's not that, the experience would then be so much better. So when I was growing up, I remember watching James Bond's movie, Live and Let Die, okay? There was a woman in there, Jane Seymour. She played a tarot card reader and she was, you know, untouched, unscathed, pure, chaste, a virgin. And she read, and that was her gift because she was clear in her purity. She was so clear, such a clear reader. And I remember looking at her going like, I'm supposed to do that. And we were at the drive-in and I leaned forward to the seat where my parents were in the front seat. And I said, that's what I'm supposed to do when I'm older. I must've been 11. And my mother's like, no, you're not. But imagine knowing at 11 years old that I was supposed to be psychic or intuitive or whatever you want to call it, right? And then somebody saying, no, you're not, right? Shut that right down. Let me shut that down for you, right? Yeah. Now, I can't be mad at her because it's still all me. It's me. I planned it that way. I asked for her to be my mother, right? And to shut that down. So this is how we challenge ourselves. So in order to wake myself up, because I always wanted to run away to California and live on, you know, Venice Beach and read cards and do all kinds of crazy, right? But I didn't have the balls to do that when I was young. I was afraid of my own shadow. You know, my mother used to be afraid to leave me at the mall because somebody might steal me. So do you see the programming? Mm-hmm. I was being programmed, right? So here I am, older, and I'm in a corporate job that is just miserable. I'm miserable. I'm high on the food chain, making, you know, over $100,000 a year. Hate my job. It's making me sick. I'm in a terrible marriage. It's a second relationship that has just gone to hell, right? And it's all about my own self-worth. And I hear this voice at 3 o'clock in the morning after having a clean pap smear in January. And it wakes, yelling at me in a man's voice, go to the doctor, you have cancer, right? I sit up in bed. That was my whole life changed, right? Crisis puts us in our soul path.
Yep.
Right on our soul path. Crisis always, always wakes us up. And if we're paying attention, we're going to see that it's just an alignment. It's just an alignment, just realigning us, just realigning.
Yes. Getting a little emotional right now because I think I shared with you what put me on my path. Yeah. I told you I was trying to revive my ex-husband from a seizure and he died in my arms. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, I was diagnosed with cancer. So when all of that happened, I completely fell apart, which I don't know how I kept it together somewhat that my kids didn't realize what was going on, to actually, like you said, right now, since I've been on my journey for 2 years now, and in the last few years, exactly what you just said, I feel like the metamorphosis butterfly, like coming to complete fruition.
Well, your situation with the cancer was all of that shame at feeling separation from yourself, where you could not do anything to save him.
Yes.
Right? So whatever that dynamic between the two of you were that separated you to begin with, right? Think about that. Now you have to try to save him.
Yeah. Right? And we were not together for a long time. I'm remarried. We had three more children together. We just all became a very close-knitted family. My husband, my ex-husband became very close.
Right.
And, you know, it was just...
Right. Well, you know, listen, so in circumstances like that, he gave that gift because...
Yes.
He knew, you know, the soul knows it's where it's going. So he gifted that closeness so that you could have that. But also at the same time, part of the soul contract here, that inner working of it, was for him to exit that way so you could have that experience to push you forward. And here you are now. So your challenge is every time we have these intensifications of these energies coming through and you're feeling it, to let go of more fear. Okay, yes. Do you see what's happening here? This is a catalyst for you to look at this and go, oh my God, my neck, this is weird. Okay, must be, is the cancer coming? And in that moment going like, oh no, that's right, I'm done with cancer. No cancer for me anymore. This is about reworking my energy body, rework it. And the more you can do that, the more you clear that fear from your field, that's where your trigger is. So you're being triggered to let go and go deeper, to heal more. Do you see that?
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting us do this with you, because it shows how this works. Yeah. Good. Anybody else have anything they want to, Tamara? You have to unmute. Unmute, hon. Okay.
When I wake up, I'm in such a different place when I'm sleeping that I wake up and I'm like half there and half here. And I feel like I'm definitely going to, but every single night my mother is coming to me in my dream. I have some weird dream with her, like every single night, but I feel I'm in a different place and it's so hard to wake up in the morning. I'm so dizzy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that is your field adjusting to the different dimensions, right? So as I said before, your spiritual body leaves your physical body is still here. That's why sometimes we get those what the heck is that? Wait, it'll come to me. Where we wake up before we're really ready to be back, and then we think like we've been possessed by a demon, and we imagine ourselves to have a psychic attack, right? But that's not. It's because we've gone so deep. So at that time that you feel that, whatever dimensional plane you're in with her, you're feeling that at a deeper level, and then of course waking up to the reality that you're in. This is also, too, requiring you to shift that reality that you're in, right? Because that energy, that vibration is still a lower vibrational energy.
What, the one that I'm in?
Uh-huh. Right? You haven't moved yet, right?
No.
Yeah, so that's...
I'm waiting to close, and then I'm going to...
I mean, that's irrelevant, but we're just talking about where you are in this present moment. So,
yeah.
You know, still being in that energy, you're still, that's not just your energy, right? That's not just your energy field. So when you come back, you're coming back into a place where it's not just your energy and you're waking up into that, that is still got that 3D, 4D shuffle going on. So that'll shift The more you're able to let go, right? So are you doing the work before you go into sleep, or you're asking for the momentum of your thoughts to slow?
No. No, I just say I'm thankful.
Okay.
For, you know, being in the bed and thankful for the day and thank you for being awakened. And
okay. So, yeah. So it's good to have the appreciation, right? We want to do that as well. But when you lay down, this is for everybody, when you lay down at night, okay, ask for the momentum of your thoughts to slow so that you can do your work with grace and ease when you go into sleep state, okay? And then you, until you fall asleep, if you find you have a hard time falling asleep, you can have appreciation like, oh, my bed is so comfortable. I'm so appreciative for my bed, or my pillow is wonderful. Appreciation. Yeah. So I also feel like for you, your mom is coming through, and I feel like this has to do with the apartment too, and maybe not stressing about that as much right now until things shift a little bit more.
Yeah. Should be closing soon.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah.
So not to sit in the stress on that, because we can create what we don't want if we're overly focused.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to flow with that with more ease and grace.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Just okay. Let synchronicity happen. And
yeah, just let it happen, right? Because we don't have control over the timing. And so that's something that, you know, the not to focus there. Focus, always focus on where you are in this moment, right? So that you're seeing what's playing out or what's transpiring in the reality. The other thing here is, what is coming through? Hold on one second, because there's something else coming through. Okay, so they want you to go to the end of the scenario with the apartment or with whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. So like this for everybody again, right? So whatever you're trying to manifest in your life, so Tamara, it's for you, it's clearing up this whole thing with the apartment and getting rid of it, right? You want to sell it and be done with that. So if your thought goes there to the apartment, then don't sit and look at it from where it is right now. Go to the fast forward to the end, see the sale, the transaction, the check being handed to you, the whole nine yards, wrapping it up. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's with anything. So for any of you, whatever it is that you have that you're wanting to manifest or you need to change or you need to shift, no matter what it is, go to the end of it and see it completed already. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah. Or like where I want to move to, I could see me getting the check and then see me going place else.
Now let me just say this, right? So with that, we have to let go of the need for it to be a certain way. So at the end, you're not gonna see the amount of money, how it's gonna happen, where you're gonna move to. You are not gonna see any of that. All you're doing is going fast forward on that timeline to the moment of completion, see the transaction, the handshake, the check exchange. Do not look at the details. Why am I saying that? So again, a couple of days ago, my client shows up and she's in this beautiful brand new SUV Infiniti, right? She was driving a Volvo. And I said to her, I love your new car. Oh my God, that's so awesome. And she's like, I know, I could not have imagined myself driving this car. And I said, well, that's great, because that's how you got it. So we talked about it. And, you know, she's been a student of mine for a long time. And she said to me, I did everything you told me to do. Every time you said, don't look at the end result. She goes, I needed to get out of my car because, you know, it was time for me to go into something else. And she said, and I just kept saying, I'm going to let the universe take control. I'm going to let the universe take control. And she said, out of the blue, this random person came to her and said, hey, what are you going to do with your car? Did you make a decision yet? And she said, I have no clue. I'm not really sure. I don't think I want to go into another Volvo. And she goes, well, my friend just went to the Infiniti dealer over here, gave her the information, said she talked to this guy. She's like, I think his name is, I don't remember what his name was. And she's like, he gave her this crazy deal on this Infiniti SUV. You should go there.
Wow.
What do you think she did? She went there. She didn't see the car in her head. She had no idea of what she wanted because she didn't do any research. She got there and just so happened that they gave her a freaking amazing deal on her Volvo, okay? And the car that she got into loaded soup to nuts.
Wow.
And it just so happened that they were having some mega deals because of, you know, the whole COVID thing. So she said to me, Maria, she goes, I applied everything that you say all the time. She goes, this was the biggest thing I've ever had happen to me. That she's like, and you have no idea. The payments are like ridiculous. This is such a good deal. So if you do that and do not have to manage every single moment,
right,
you'll manifest exactly what you need. And I said, you know, too, which I thought was so cool. It's an infinity. Think about the infinity symbol and what that represents, right? I love it. Like synchronicity, yeah. Right? And she really needed this. So it was just like everything just came together, this whole culmination of like all of these beautiful moments for her and whatnot. So do the same thing, guys. If I'm going to be needing to do something with my car too come the end of the year. No intention. I'm just putting it out to the universe. And people ask me, they're like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm excited to find out because let me tell you this. So from the perspective, those of you that are familiar with Abraham Hicks, okay? Abraham Hicks always talked about, well, not always, but like later in their work, talked about a vortex, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember way back when thinking like, what the heck are they talking about a vortex, right? But the vortex is the electromagnetic field. And the reason they call it a vortex is because it spins. Electromagnetic field spins. Everything spins. Our chakras spin, the field spins, right? So anyway, so I always stuck to whenever Abraham would come through and say, you know, your universe knows better than you what you need to have. And it took me a little bit of time to get to that place where I understood what they meant. And it means this. It means that prior to incarnating here, you left yourself these amazing, amazing gifts, right? Whether they're psychic gifts or they're mediumship gifts or they're channeling gifts, right? I've seen some of you open up to amazing, amazing abilities. Yes. And so now I'm seeing those of you that are applying it to real life situations showing up with amazing real life happenings. And that is because the minute the ego gets in the way and starts to go, all right, so we're going to do this. Let me get my pen and paper and I'm going to write down and make notes. And I want a car that looks like this, or I want an apartment that looks like this, or I want a house that looks like this. The minute that happens, guess what? You're done. Because you're out of your vortex, you're out of your flow with your universe, and you've just put yourself in a lower timeline because now you're creating it. You're trying to create it. You're trying to manifest from your egoic perspective, okay? The best way to do this is if you want something, okay? The best way to do this is for you to just say, so I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move. I'm ready for something new. I feel like I'd like something soon. And I'm not really sure what it is. I don't really know where the best place for me is or where my universe thinks I should be, but I'm going to just trust that. So let me start seeing the signs and trust the universe will show you where you're supposed to be, right? So when we do that, we're in flow with what's going to come our way. It's our job to then see the signs and follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs. Because once we get our ego involved, guess what? We're off our soul path, right? So the best way to manifest whatever it is that you're wanting is to take your head out of the game and just be like, all right, I know I'm going to need to have another car. So universe, what do you think? And let the universe manifest it, because it knows better than you what you need. And it knows better than you what you desire. Okay. And so if you're willing to allow yourself to be in the flow, I guarantee you life is going to become super amazing. And the only problem that you're going to have is getting your head out of the way that wants to tune into the guilt. That guilt program that comes up that says, shouldn't be laying in my bed right now. I should be doing something. I don't know what I should be doing, but I should be doing something. Because laying in my bed is not doing anything. How many of you feel that way? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you, those moments where you're so tired that you just need to lay down and you go and let yourself lay down, you're creating huge shift in those moments that you're willing to let yourself lay down. You're healing your physical body, okay? Can't tell you how important that is. When I first got into this house, it'll be 2 years in November. Boy, I came from a place where I was living with my ex-husband and he was on the go, up at 4 o'clock in the morning, landscaper, go, 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 right? That's all he knew. Always doing something, always busy with something, never took time to rest, and would look at you if you weren't doing something, like, you know, aren't you going to do something? And so I got into this house. It forced me to shift my abundance concerns, my lack, right? I cleared that crap right up, okay? And then it forced me to let go of guilt. And my day is completely in flow. And every day it's more and more in flow, because each day I choose to remind myself that I need to be doing whatever it is that I'm feeling I need to be doing. So we understand that some have earthbound jobs. I, with my job, even though it's my business, I have certain responsibilities that I have to, you know, manage or be participating in, right? But at the same time, I also have a responsibility to the soul that is residing in this physical body. I have a responsibility to my physical body to keep myself in a good state of being. So we have to honor all aspects of ourselves. And one of the first things that we have to work on, if we're going to step up in our higher dimensional aspects, is the old programs. And one of the hardest ones to break is guilt. Yeah. Okay. So that's something that we have to work on. All right. So anybody else, any questions or anything you guys want to work on?
I have a quick question if I can.
Sure.
So I am new to my spiritual journey.
Okay.
And I'm so proud of myself, because I really finally believe in myself.
Yay.
First time ever. So I meditate twice a day. My throat chakra is closed, according to Jen, who's not on our call tonight, but okay. So I'm working on that.
Okay.
My question is this: when I do your meditation specifically, mm-hmm. I completely can feel everything you say. I have the vibration in my body. Sometimes I think it's a little strange when you say something about feeling it in my feet, and I'm feeling it in my feet going, how does she know I was going to feel it in my feet? So going forward, I get through the earth and I can really feel it. But my question is, I feel like I'm not receiving. So I can see the signs. I can feel things. I'll see things outside and know that that's my sign. But is there something that I can do or something that I don't know I need to let go of?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So first of all, thank you for stepping forward with that, because that is very, very powerful to have that awareness and then to be able to dialogue this with you. So let's jump right in and kind of clear some of this up. Okay. So what is happening with you? First of all, let's clear up this whole thought that you just woke up, right? That is not true. That's your human that wants to engage and manipulate and work through all of this stuff, right? What's happening is your soul is finally in a position to be recognized by your human, because your ego has become diminished enough. Your ego has become diminished enough to where you're able to now hear the higher self, right? So you heard the last class, we talked about how the, hold on one second. We talked in the last class, we talked about how the ego screams so loudly that oftentimes it's very hard to, hear the higher self, because the higher self whispers, you know, the ego yells at us. Ah, la, la. And then the higher self is like, did you see that? Got it right. And you have to really listen to hear that, right? So that's what's happening here. So you've had enough of a shift that the ego is less in the forefront and more in the background, right? So you're hearing more of the soul self. So congratulations for that. The reason that you're feeling connected to the meditation that I did, wait until you guys get the next one, right? The next one's going to be the next level up. I wanted you to work with this one first. I'm still learning how to use the equipment. But the next one is gonna really focus you to the higher self, okay? The reason that you feel connected to it is because there is a transmission that's coming through that is aligning your spiritual, your energy body, and opening and clearing those pathways. So when you guys are feeling the tingling, when you listen to these meditation, the meditation that I give you, it's because those mini chakra points, those meridian points and nadi points, are actually opening. They're flexing, they're opening, they're closing, they're opening, they're closing. That's what the tingles are. When you get them up the back of your neck, you can get them down your spine, you can get them on your feet, your hands. So that's what that is, right? And so everything, if we could remember that everything is actually a perception, okay? So your throat chakra being closed is a perception that you are not capable of speaking your truth yet, because you've just opened, or you've just awakened, or you've just come into your awareness, okay? So the first thing that needs to take place here is for perception to change, because remember, everything that is outside of us is really being created in the internal thoughts, words, and actions, right? So the first thing you're going to do, and this is for everybody again, all of this is for all of you. That's why I love the sharing, right? So what we're doing here is we're healing our fear of being seen. We're healing our fear of being seen by asking these questions and willing to come on and participate with me. And then we're also healing our fear of being heard, which is a lot of throat chakra tonight, persecution, right? Fear of being heard. So speaking your truth, having a voice, okay? So this is for all of you. So the first thing that you're going to do is tell yourself, I am a good receiver. I am a good receiver. Very general. I am a good receiver. If you think about a transmitter, a radio transmitter transmits the frequency, right? But if you are a transmitter, you're only transmitting out. We can't just be a transmitter and just transmit out. We can't just give people healing, give people love, give people attention, right? We also have to be a good receiver. And that starts within, that starts with us first. So it requires a shift in our awareness of how we're interacting within our reality, okay? So the first thing you're gonna say is, I am a good receiver of all things, especially of my synchronistic moments, of my psychic moments, when my guides are trying to get in touch with me. I'm a very good receiver and I'm practicing every day to be a better receiver. So that's something that I want you to start saying so that you can get used to that. And, you know, in the beginning, I mean, like I learned that years and years ago, but I would walk around saying it to myself. I am a good receiver. I am a good receiver. I am a good receiver. And just take that, you know, and just make it mine and speak it. Speak it. When we speak it out loud, we're anchoring it in. I am a good receiver, right? We're activating throat chakra. I am a good receiver. Clearing out anything that's in here. You might even find that as you're doing that, your throat gets a little sore for a couple of days as it's adjusting its frequency. Okay? So that's really very, very important. Now, the other thing to remember is that throat chakra is also connected to the ear chakras, okay? And what are the ears? Clairaudience, clear hearing, okay? So if we are closing down our throat chakra, it's also because we have a fear of hearing spirit. So for this, for you specifically, Carol, I would say that this goes back to any time, any lifetime that you have paid the price for speaking your truth, whatever that was, and you were, you know, killed for it or locked up for it or suffered greatly for it, that you've shut that down. So if you could think of yourself as being a good receiver and having, you know, no need for a filter, there's no need for fear, that'll start tuning you into that spiritual aspect of yourself. And as you're tuning into that, it will create awareness. And that is what is needed here. Awareness is needed because in the moments that you are feeling fear and closing yourself down, closing your ears down, closing your throat down, right? Those are the moments where you have to tune in and realize that you are holding fear, projecting fear, creating fear, and say, oh, I don't know why I feel restricted in my throat area. I must be holding fear in some way. I'm a good receiver. No need to have fear. I'm a good receiver. I'm a good receiver. I am a good receiver. I am a good receiver. I'm a good receiver. Do you guys see that? Do you understand? So powerful. The shift is within. There's nothing outside of us, nothing in the way of us, right? So this is where we are responsible for making that reality, speaking our truth, come together for us. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So this is where the work is. So let yourself have that shift.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you're not this, and I want to correct this for everybody again, right? This work is for everybody. It's not just for one. When one asks, it's because the higher self of every single one of you is wanting this information. Trust that. So when you are speaking about yourself, especially in a setting like this, I want you to start to look at yourself in a different light. I want you to start to see that it was not time for you to wake up, for you to be in your fullness until now, right? So there isn't that I'm just waking up, I'm just learning, I'm just understanding, I'm just opening. There is none of that, right? The higher self is always in charge. It always knows when the perfect moment is. It always knows. It knows what the human can handle and what the human can't handle. You're never going to get something before you can handle it. Never. Okay? So this is about you allowing yourself to be that ascended master that I spoke about earlier. Know yourself as the Christed light. Know yourself as source energy. Breathe.
I'm excited. Actually, I'm thinking. I'm excited.
Yeah. So take that in, hold that in, breathe that in. I am a good receiver. And as you're receiving and you're having that awareness, have that awareness of yourself in an expanded state. This is my birthright. This is who I am. I am a good receiver. This is who I am. I came here to be this. I came here to do this. And this time right here, right now, couldn't be any more perfect. Here I am. You guys will see that? Yeah. Yeah, and thank you for choosing me.
Thank you.
So that's how that works, okay? So continue to get excited when you are feeling things and knowing things. And, you know, when you light up with something and it, you know, you have that moment, that little aha moment, go, oh, that was really, really cool. I'll have more of that, please. You know, and if you could be super silly and just take the seriousness out of it. I mean, if you hung with me for a day, I am like such a cornball. You know, trust me when I tell you. But so you know, just have fun with it. Yeah. I was laughing at myself earlier today in the kind of day that I was having. I'm like, just, you know, not being any kind of judgment. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to be. No judgment. Just let it all go. Right. Yeah. Okay, does that help?
Thank you. Yes, enormously it helped. Thank you.
Yeah, good. We will be doing more work on that as we go forward. Does anybody else have anything? Anybody? Mahogany? Yes, love.
I would like to ask you to talk a little bit more about, because the one call I had to leave a little early, but I do want to understand more about the mediumship connection, because I, like I mentioned to you, I've been doing a good amount of mediumship. I've been really enjoying it lately.
You were who I was talking about when I said some of you have really opened to their gifts.
So I'm just interested in,
for those of you that are not aware, Mahogany has worked with me one-on-one private sessions to expand this part of herself. So yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm interested in understanding, you know, how everything's shifting and how it's gonna change people's ability to connect.
Okay. So let's talk general, and then I want you to ask me a specific question that you need help with. Yeah. How we work it. So very generally, right, every single one of you are going to open to telepathy. It is the birthright that we have, right? It's those synchronistic moments. And the more in tune and aware that we are all, the more we're going to be opening, because it just happens that we get into an expansive state, and especially with the way that this energy is flowing through us, we are coming into the higher consciousness, which is why we're going through the headaches with the crown expansion and the neural pathways being reworked and our immune system. I mean, when we're feeling it in the throat chakra, it's the higher heart activation in the thymus, you know, that thymus. And then we're feeling that tapping that's like anxiety, right? And so much more. And we think it's the heart, and then suddenly we're having palpitations and people want us to see a doctor. And it's, and really what it is your light body is activating, right? So when we are experiencing these new energies, it is because we're in an elevated state of consciousness. And if you think about, again, going back to the spectrum of dimensions, then that spectrum of dimensions is like tuning the radio dial on your car. It's vast range of dimensional frequencies. And if you think about it from this perspective, that when a loved one is crossed over or a guide is on the other side for us, they're in one of those other dimensions, but they are going to come down as far as they can into our dimensional realm in order to make that connection with us, okay? So let's say that you have a loved one that's crossed over. Let's say it's a grandmother, and it's been, you know, years since their past, and they were of the light while they were here in physical, and be assured that is going to work to their advantage, and they're going to be in the light as they cross over, and as they cross over in a much, much higher place because of their action here in the physical. So let's say they're in seventh dimension consciousness, right? Everything is a consciousness, dimensions are a consciousness. So let's say that they're in seventh dimensional consciousness, and so you're just starting to open, starting to learn how to access this, and through this excitement that you hold, being able to move yourself up into fifth dimensional consciousness or even sixth dimensional consciousness. And now there's this clarity where you're connecting in with this being that was a grandmother here on the earth plane at that time and connecting in. And because they're gone such a long time and they understand how to work the dimensions and how to work energy, it's easier for you to connect with them because you're becoming a clear channel, because your expectation, right? Expectations have to go. Expectation is not there, and you're just allowing yourself to be present and to be a good receiver. See why that's so important? Okay. So here we are in this place, tuning in, getting quiet, no expectations, being a good receiver. And that soul presence that is coming through to connect with us, on the other side, in the higher realms, doesn't have a form, because when we go back into soul form, we are basically androgynous. We're not female, we're not male, we're the essence of that energy, right? That energetic soul form. So they have to literally jump back down into the costume, if you will, that they held when they were on the earth plane here. They come in, jump into that costume, and show up as your grandmother, okay? And so that's how that connection works from that perspective. Now, mahogany is also a beautiful channel. And that's how this whole thing started to open for her, because she was already aligned in the higher frequencies, which meant that she could open herself up and tune in and connect to, you know, a Pleiadian or any other being or her future self or anything that was in the higher upper dimensional registers. So it was already there for her. It was automatic, or the angels, the saints, the ascended masters, whatever it was, right? So when we are doing the work and our energetic body is elevated in the higher realms, it gives us access to those higher level beings. So the Andromedans, let's say. So the beings that are from Andromeda, they are sound and vibrational healers, and they connect with me in dream state, and I'll actually wake up and hear myself saying Andromeda, Andromeda, just like that. And I guess I'm doing that to remind myself when I wake up that I've connected them with them in dream state, because they want me to know this. They're 18th dimensional beings. Now, I can assure you that I don't believe that I'm going all the way up to 18th dimension. They're probably coming down and meeting me somewhere around 14 or something like that, right? But this is how it works. So when we are operating in those higher realms, we can connect to those higher beings automatically when we get out of our way, the ego is not present, and we are allowing ourselves to be a clear channel. We go up the ascension column, right? So imagine this electromagnetic field that's like a torus that's around us, right? And we go, it's in the center. So think about a donut. So if you think about a big fat donut around your body, that's all energy. And right in the center of it is a chamber. And that center runs right down the center of your body, okay? And it goes right up, and see the crown is in that chamber? That takes you right up into the Godhead, right? That takes you right up into the higher self area, which is what we're going to play in with the next meditation that I give you guys. You're going to be playing with the higher self consciousness, okay? So, and what I'm going to do is, when I send the link for this class, I'm going to also send you a link for the electromagnetic field so you could see what that looks like and sit and just feel into it for yourselves. This way you have an understanding of what we're talking about. So when we're having this connection with beings or loved ones or anything else, it is the aspect of us, it's not us, it's the higher self, it's our ascended consciousness, our ascended state of being. And if you could start to look at it from the perspective that being is very much likely an aspect of you. And so the reason that you're able to connect to it is because it in grace and ease is because it is of the same soul family lineage, which makes it that much easier for us to connect in than when we are working, you know, to either be a channel or to work mediumship. Now, I don't really use the word mediumship very much when I talk about this stuff, because for me, everything is channeling. When I think about it from that perspective, if you look at this from the higher level, then mediumship is the old paradigm where the experience was very visceral, right? And we felt beings around us, and those beings were here, and it would be that very third dimensional kind of like the being would have to step in because you weren't feeling everything inside of you. Now, it's not like that anymore. The higher you go with your consciousness, which is why the ego needs to be diminished. We will never get rid of it, but it needs to be diminished. When you are tuning in, it will no longer feel very visceral. In other words, it will no longer feel like it's outside of yourself. Like you would never say, "Oh, I feel like my grandfather is sitting next to me," or "my Archangel Michael is here with me." It doesn't feel like that. What it feels like now is that it's all you. Okay. And in the beginning, when you're first opening, it's very confusing, because when you get messages, whether you're getting them from guides or you're getting them from beings or you're getting them from ascended masters or from loved ones who have crossed over, it doesn't really matter, because it's all coming from within. We are working through the heart center, which is the portal of fourth dimensional consciousness, the astral plane. So everything that we're transacting is no longer coming out of the crown first. It is going through the heart center and in through the heart and then up through the crown. Okay, so this is our access, because fourth dimension is so right here. We're playing in it. We're in it. When you feel that excitement that makes you so giddy, that makes you feel like you could cry, that makes you like so happy. And you're like, oh my God, I don't know what this is. I feel like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I don't know what it is. That's 5D activating your body. Okay. That's what 5D feels like. It activates, and until we can hold a frequency, it's going to come and go and come and go and come and go. But what's happening is we're working through all those different dimensional levels, right? So when we let go of the anger and when we let go of the need to have something one way and be one way, that's 3D. We no longer are playing in that anymore. When we don't get mad at how something is working out because we're just in flow. We have no expectation. When we have no expectation and we're in flow and we see something and then we might for a second and we go, nah, not gonna even. That's 4D, right? So we're having that choice. We're awake, we're getting it, we're working on it. 5D, we love everything. Okay, you have a different opinion than I do. I still love you anyway. It's okay, you know? We're all in this together. We'll figure it out. Let's just keep going, that type of thing. No judgments, because we're in that higher realm. But until you start to feel that floaty, airy feeling, it's going to come and go in these massive waves of like this enthusiastic, joyful feeling, okay? But when we start to open and we're in the higher levels doing the work, it's all going to feel like us. So for those of you that might be connecting or might have been connecting to spirit and it was very visceral and you were driving your car going like, oh, I feel like my dad is sitting next to me or whatever. And now you're like, oh, where'd everybody go? There's nobody around me anymore. That's because it's all inside. And all you have to do is change or shift how you're tuning in. And it just requires you tuning that dial and tuning that dial and tuning that dial. Every single person is going to open to their ability to channel, to be a channel. You're all going to have it. Tamara, I know you do the same thing too. You've been working on that, you know? So Mahogany, was there another question? Was there something specific we want to work on?
You actually have answered all my questions.
Higher self is engaged.
Yeah, that especially Diana's question was like, you know, pretty similar, just about things I've been feeling. And so, yeah, you've answered all my questions.
I love it when that happens. Yeah, it's, you know, everything is from within. We're accessing our innate technology. And so, you know, there is nothing. So let me say this is very powerful. Okay. And I want you to take this in. Close your eyes so that you're not in your ego, right? So take this in. I want you right in your heart center. So drop into your heart center. There is nothing outside of you that you will ever need. Nothing. There is nothing outside of you. Just take that in. There is nothing outside of you that you will ever need. There is nobody that is going to be able to give you what you need because it's already within you. All of it. Just take that in. Just let that settle. I want that to just hit home. All right, just breathe that in and then come on back. Breathe it in. All right. Did you guys get that? You feel that? Trust that? Yeah. You know, you get to a certain place and it just, you can't go to anybody for a reading anymore. Doesn't work, you know? You become your source. It's amazing, but it also takes, give me 1 second, Lauren. It takes a lot of trust where you can understand that there is just nothing outside of you anymore because it's right there, right? Right there. Okay. All right. So thank you, Mahogany. I'm glad we were able to do that. Miss Lauren.
Hello. So I'm hearing what you're saying. It takes a lot of trust. You mentioned before fear of hearing spirit. I'm in Houston. I'm from New York, but I've been here 11 years. I've been a teacher for 6 years. I feel in my heart, and when I go to work, right now I'm off for the summer, that this is like not where I'm supposed to be. I am miserable there. It's ruined a past relationship of mine, just like everything that I experience as being a teacher. I feel like something in this realm is what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm having a hard time pinpointing exactly what. I spoke to you back in January, and I took your advice. I took different classes. I've read different books. I've been asking the universe for signs. I've been trying really hard to surrender to the plan. I'm wondering if what you said, like fear of hearing spirit, like I feel my body is telling me that this career is not where I'm supposed to be, but the next option is not clear. And I'm wondering if I'm like missing the signs, if I'm not following the breadcrumbs, like what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. So for you, the first thing that came through very, very strongly for me is that you're still holding yourself to that, that 3D paradigm of structure. Yeah. So think about it from the perspective of school. School is very structured, right? There's a game plan. You have a syllabus of what you're going to teach, and that gives a lot of structure. It's basically laid out for you, right? And so there's not really a whole lot that you have to do, and there's not a whole lot of reason to trust yourself or to create trust within yourself, right? Whereas in doing this work, you would have to completely surrender, yeah, to that aspect of you that knows exactly what it needs to do in all cases. Okay. So for you, and I mean, like, this is for everybody, but more general specific for you, you're holding yourself back because, you know, you're waiting for somebody to come with that syllabus and go, okay, this is what it's going to look like. And this is what it's going to be. And you're going to do this and you're going to do this and you're going to do this, you know? So, you know, that's not how it works. You know, this is where we tune into the higher self. And we get to play and we get to experience, different facets within ourselves. That's one of the reasons that I created this 6-week course, to kind of, you know, take this to the next level for those that were interested in, digging a little bit deeper. And as you've noticed, we've kind of unpacked over the last 3 classes a lot of information that is has the potential to be a catalyst for change in so many areas. One of the biggest problems that I see in this work, because I mentor a lot of people for business, you know, to help people get their business going and get themselves established. And one of the biggest problems with this work is getting out of the box. I mean, I remember having it myself too, you know, get out of that box. And it, that's a lot of work, self-talk, you know, constantly auto-correcting the mind. So for you in particular, because you're in that structure, and you know on an intuitive level, the reason that you're feeling so strongly about that is because on an intuitive level, that paradigm is collapsing. That old structure of the school system does not work anymore. And what is happening is that it is in many ways triggering you. And so that is creating a lot of tension for you. And, you know, because sometimes it's so unseen and, you know, maybe not, there's not a lot of awareness around it, that it actually plays out within different facets of your life and maybe relationships and other situations that you're in, right? And so what I want to challenge you to do is to not need to know right now what it is that you are moving to with your work, with where you want to be, right? When you do that, that's going to open that whole realm for you, okay? Because I do see you, I do see that timeline for you where you are working and doing what your soul is feeling called to, even if you're not knowing it right now. But I want to give you some time to actually work this process before we walk down that path and go down that road into that, okay? Because I think this is really important. And if I was to sit here and tell you this is what you're going to do for work, shame on me, because then you would just be blindly following that pathway. I don't want to do that with you. What I want to do is I want to create a dynamic here for you where you start to stand in your own power and trust yourself, okay? And so this is the challenge that you're facing. Trust, very important, right? Trusting yourself, taking yourself out of that box, that paradigm, okay? And if you think about it from another perspective, that's a very patriarchal system, okay? So this is all the stuff where I want you to work. So I want you to think about that, okay, from a higher level, seeing that if that were to dissolve tomorrow, what would that look like? What would that be like? If you were suddenly the creator, right? Let's say everything dissolved, everything went away, and you suddenly had to step up to the plate and be your own magical co-creator of your reality. What does that feel like? So in order for you to know that, you're gonna do a lot of work this next week with your eyes closed. Okay, and the reason for that is when we have our eyes open, ego is right there. Why do you think I make you guys close your eyes? When we have a very hot moment where I need you to shift, I have you close your eyes. Because in that moment that you close your eyes, the ego steps away and the higher self can come through. You see that? Okay, so what I want you to do this next week, and everybody can play this game too. This is not just for Lauren, although this is where her work is. I want you to spend some time with your eyes closed. Make moments during the day. Not so much for meditation, but I want you to come down into your body. Okay, I want you to come more into your body. In the environment that you're in, you're out of your body a lot because you're working from your crown, you're in your head, right? So I want to bring you more into your heart center. So when you're working with your eyes closed, I want you working, eyes are going to be closed. I want you doing that breathing technique. Use that meditation that I sent you guys as often as possible so that you can go into your expanding your field, okay? Have a pen and paper with you. And then what I want you to do is when you come out of that, and if you do this exercise without the meditation, set your timer on your phone for 15 minutes. And just practice with that, right? Doesn't have to be the meditation, but just practice. Set 15 minutes on your phone. Start your phone, do the breathing, bring yourself into your heart center, and just focus. And if your thought wants to go, just go, well, right now we're just staying here. Just staying here. And relax your shoulders, right? Relax, adjust your shoulders, relax them down. Bring yourself in, come in, okay? The more you tune in, the greater the opportunity for messages. Okay, when I am laying down to sleep, I get tons of messages because I relax myself and I put myself in a state that's ready to go into sleep state. So I use all of these techniques. I ask, I'd like my the momentum of my thoughts to slow now so that I can have a good night's sleep and do the work I need to do. And then I say, I'd like to be on the highest timeline available to me in this now moment, right? And then if I find I'm having trouble falling asleep, I will start breathing and I'll focus right here and I just bring myself down, drop myself right into the heart center. I'm like, oh, I've got to come out of the mind, relax my shoulders. If your shoulders are not relaxed, your shoulders are up here. You'll see me very often during this gathering. Oh, I'm always naturally just bringing my shoulders down, bringing them down, because I have always, my whole life, had a habit of doing this because I worked in such a stressful environment in corporate that now I want to be here, right? So I want you guys to become aware of your bodies. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Okay. So once you start doing that, you're going to bring yourself into your heart center. You're going to open that field. That's when you're going to start to tune into where your potential is and what it is that you are really aligned to in your mission here at this time. Okay. We have to get all of that other stuff out of the head, get you out of the head and bring you in the heart first. So that's going to be your homework this next week. I want you to practice that.
It's funny that you say, like, get out of your head, because I've been telling so many people, like, they need to get out of their head, and I'm the one that needs to get out of my head.
That's how it is. That's always how it is. But you know something? Here's the thing, right? So remember that people show up. I said this earlier. People show up to reflect back to us where we may need to shift, right? So we have to keep that in mind when we're, in our awareness of everything that's transpiring. And then if you keep seeing, like, five of your friends showing up and you're like, you really need to get out of your head. And by the fifth one, you need to get out of your, oh shoot, it's me that needs to get out of my head. How many more people are going to keep showing up to mirror to me where I need to get the heck out of my head? Do you see that?
Yeah.
So let's just have fun with this. Okay. This work is not meant to be stressful. Never. Okay. And if you get stuck or you have to run something by me, you could just shoot me an email or something and just let me know, that you had a question or whatever. And I always do my best to get back to you guys as soon as I can get back to you. But so does that help you?
Yes.
Yeah. I want you to work a little bit. I want you to play with this because I think what happened from the last session is you didn't have that time, that release time, that downtime, with being a teacher, there's always that being on and having to be accountable and being in the moment. And so this is really going to focus you on you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
We'll check back with you next class.
Okay.
Where you are on that. Yeah. Yeah, because the goal here is to make a shift happen. You know, this goal is not, it's not for me to hear me talk, trust me. It is not for me to hear me talk. So it is for you guys to help create this shift as a catalyst for you with where you want to go, right? All right, anybody else? No? Last call? All right. All right, so let's talk real quick. We're going to go a little over, but let's talk real quick about the crystalline DNA. I found my book. So, our DNA to begin with is a transducer for spiritual information, okay? So we have to remember it's really important for us to have a clean vessel or a clear vessel and make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. That's why I gave you that list of supplements for the last class, so that if you were interested in investigating any of those or, putting some of them into your regimen, that you could. I just received something else that I had taken a look at that I thought was maybe you know, something I should be putting in my my regimen. So I'm going to use it this week, and I will let you guys know next week. And if it's something that I think is important, I will certainly share it with the group so that you guys can then make a decision to get it for yourselves. Okay. So, you know, it's really, our bodies are really important, right? Because right now, photonic light is a generator and a receiver of information, right? It's a living consciousness light. And so on those days where you're feeling super tired and you just need to lay down, you should really lay down, because it means that you've activated light codes and now you need to integrate those codes. So your body just needs some downtime, if you will. All right. So what's happening now is, because the timelines have shifted and we're more in this Christ state, this Christ consciousness state, although in some areas you wouldn't know that we were in that timeline, right, as all of this upheaval is happening, it isn't really so much about that. We have to take our focus away from that and keep focusing in, because this is really about our Christ timeline and where we are on that particular timeline. So having that awareness, that understanding that everything that we do is going to help us or it's going to be a detriment to us, in this energy that we're in right now, this crystalline light that is coming through is very, very significant, because it's what's activating our 12 strands of DNA, and it's activating the crystalline light body for us. Okay, so that's really important. And of course, you know, again, the food thing is going to play a big part here too. If you're feeling very pulled towards sugar, then that is an activation, especially if you're somebody that doesn't really eat sugar. So try not to judge yourself, because it's going to be very important for us to just be able to go with the flow of whatever it is that we're feeling like we want to be eating. The next class, we could do a little bit more on that if that's something that you guys want to do. But the sunlight is very important because it activates the DNA codes, the strands that are within us. And it helps to shift the magnetics in the body. So a magnetic field, I know every time I go out in the sun, I feel a shift. And, you know, you might feel tired from it too. And again, that's the activation of the light codes. But it's like food for the soul, if you will, food for the light body activation. So we're in a state of heart coherence. I know a lot of you are feeling that, especially when you're feeling the palpitations. We're in that that higher heart activation. And so we'll talk a little bit about that the next class. The next class, we're going to focus a little bit on the lunar eclipse that's going to be coming on July 5th, because that's going to be another big one. And then after that, we have the Mars retrograde. And then at the end of the year, we have two eclipses again that are going to kind of wrap this up. So we still have 6 months to go of this. But so strand one of our physical DNA, the DNA that we have, that the two strands of DNA, that is the biology of the body, right? So that has to do with the body, the physical of the body, the chemical of the body. It's, you know, allows us to have the ability to tap into the higher states of consciousness, if you will, right? So it's a real thing. And the first strand of DNA, if we're looking at the 12 strands of DNA, is all about the body itself and how the body functions within itself, right? And the second strand of DNA is about duality and time. So think about how those two things play and interact in our reality, how, you know, being born into the third dimension, and the third dimension holds duality and polarity. It holds time as being linear. So if we think about it from that perspective, then it all makes perfect sense, because this is how everything is being created. It's being created through these two strands of DNA, and this is where we're knowing ourselves as a physical being, okay, if that makes sense. So that's where the physical part of this is. And so what else do I have written here? And it connects us to the time dynamics. It makes everything feel physical, makes everything feel like it's our reality because it gives a form to everything, right? There's a desk and a chair and a physical body and all of that, right? And so it also brings into play those aspects from our incarnation where we would feel like we have lessons to be learned in this lifetime, which is really not so much the lessons, but it's more experiences that our soul chooses to have. We have to get out of that lesson mentality and get into the soul experience, if you will, as far as why we're here in physical form. Okay. Now, the third strand is in the first strand in the etheric field, because the first two strands are in our physical body, making up the helix of the DNA, right? But that third strand that is in the etheric field, that third strand is the strand of the Trinity, okay? If you think about it from this perspective, so we needed all three strands to... And it's always going to be this. So if you think about the 12, it's going to be 3, 3, 3, and 3. And they're going to connect and marry each other to form trinities, four trinities all the way up, right, into the 12 strands. But if you think about it from this perspective, the first three strands are the first trinity. That third strand of DNA is what's needed in order for us to be able to connect into our higher consciousness, to have that ability to ascend our consciousness, okay? So without the activation of that third strand, we wouldn't be able to step into our higher state of being. We wouldn't be able to step into our spiritual essence, our spiritual self. So strand one is more the divine masculine because it's the physical. Strand two is more the divine feminine. And then strand three is more what we would term as the creator strand, because that is like the baby, the holy baby, right? Is the creation of the divine feminine, divine masculine, if that makes sense to everybody. So this is where we are stepping into our spiritual path. So when we go through this process of awakening, it's because that third strand of DNA has started to activate in our field and is now making it possible for us to come into a higher state of consciousness. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. So what else do I want to tell you about that? I already said it's the four. And it is an initiant into the journey on the path, right? So when we start to realize we are needing to step onto our path or to identify what our path is, it's because that strand has then activated. It becomes an initiator to get into that pathway, if you will. And so in doing that, in having that activation, in knowing ourselves as a divine creator in our reality, we can then activate freedom and joy and contentment and all of those things, right? And if you think about it from the perspective of where we are, we're activating freedom codes now. As a matter of fact, coming into July 4th, that's exactly what we're going to be activating, freedom codes, right? So how, being that there is this activation of freedom codes, I'm expecting that we're going to hear some kind of news that's going to shift us in some way, shape, or form over in the course of like the next 2 to 4 weeks. So we'll have to see how that plays out, because I'm feeling like there's going to be a significant shift within what's playing out on the earth. So we kind of all just have to hold that higher timeline and make sure that we are present for that. What else here? That third strand expands our light body. Yeah, so when we start to activate, like all of you have activated, it starts to bring us into that divinity state, that trinitized state, where we start to experience ourselves as a more elevated consciousness, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to hold that awareness that that these strands have activated, right? So this is something else you could do in this next week, that these strands have activated, your first strand, your second strand, and your third strand. So you have the embodiment strand, which is the first strand is your body, your physical body. The second strand is duality and time, okay? And the third strand is your Trinity code, okay? So that's where we are now. If you've read my writings over these last couple of weeks, we're actually activating those Trinity codes. And I've been writing about this. We're activating freedom codes and Trinity codes, along with the 144 code. So for those of you that are seeing 144, that's the avatar consciousness to 12th dimensional being, right? So each dimension has 144 strands to activate within that dimension. So each dimension has 12 strands to activate within that dimension. So if you take 12 dimensions, because they're all anchored into Gaia right now. We are anchored up to 12D right now. We might not be able to access it, but it's anchored into Gaia. So if you take each dimension, there's 12 dimensions and 12 strands of DNA, and times 12 dimensions by 12 strands of DNA, it's 144 strands of DNA being activated. That's across all 12 dimensions, okay? So each dimension has its own 12 strands of DNA being activated. Those are codes. These are etheric DNA codes, okay? Each dimension is activating 12 strands of DNA. We're up to 5D. That we are physically able to access. So when you're feeling that intense joy and happiness and you're like a happy ass and you don't know why and you just feel giddy and then it goes away 2 seconds later, that's 5D, right? We also achieve that through having sex and having an orgasm. The orgasm was created in the human form so we could know 5D consciousness. That's what it feels like. So when we have an orgasm, we're in 5D, right? So just know that we're activating 5 dimensions worth of 12 strands, okay? So we've activated 12 strands in every dimension up to 5D. So if you're seeing the 144 code, you're seeing it because your higher self is in awareness that this is where we're headed to. That 144 code represents Christ consciousness. It represents avatar consciousness. Okay? It's not like you have to do anything. You're just going to see it. You're going to take it in. You're going to be like, 144 code. It's like any of the other ones, 1111, 222, 333, any of them, right? Just take it in. Take it in. Oop, I saw an activation today. Got really excited about that. Right? Next month, we're in 7 months. 7's a highly spiritual number. It's source, creator, God. Very spiritual number, right? So we should be seeing some kind of shifting happening on the globe next month as we come into that 7, okay? So everything is here to help us. That is the biggest takeaway from tonight. Everything is here to help us. And we need to just tap into everything and be playful, because everything is us. As soon as we get out of our head and let go of the separation, there is no separation. We are everything and everything is us. Then we will start to create the reality that we truly desire. Yes? that's how it works. All right, so I think we've had a good class tonight, a really good class tonight. Thank you to everybody who has participated, and hopefully those of you that didn't, you'll participate the next time. And if you want to unmute yourself, we'll all say goodnight, and I will look forward to hearing from you and your great adventures.
Thank you, Maria, everyone. Have a good night. Thank you, Maria. Good night, everybody.
I'll send this out as soon as it's available.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good night.